Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is "A Woman Anointed Jesus with Precious Perfume." And this was when he was having the supper, you know, the Last Supper that you see the picture all over the place. Well, she came to the house where he was at, and she anointed him, and the people complained that she used precious perfume to anoint Jesus, and some of them got angry that and they wanted her to sell the oil and give the money to the poor. That's what they said, but really, I don't know, you know, why they thought that. In Mark 14, the chief priests and other Jewish leaders were still looking for an opportunity to arrest Jesus secretly and put him to death. But we can't do it during the Passover, they said, or there will be a riot. Meanwhile, Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper. During supper, a woman came in with a beautiful flask of expensive perfume. Then, breaking the seal, she poured it over his head. Some of those at the table were indignant among themselves about this waste, as they call it. Why, she could have sold that perfume for a fortune and given the money to the poor, they said. But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why berate her for doing a good thing? You always have the poor among you, and they badly need your help. And you can aid them whenever you want to, but I won't be there much longer. But I won't be here much longer. She has done what she could and has anointed my body ahead of time for burial. And I tell you this solemnly true, that wherever the good news is preached throughout the world, this woman's deed will be remembered and praised." Friends, God always anoints people for his purpose. He might send one person, or he might send a whole bunch of people to anoint that person. Why? Because he wants people to see who he has anointed. For example, in the Old Testament, he anointed Saul in the beginning to be the king of Jerusalem. And later on, he turned around and then he anointed David to be the king. And even Samuel, God set him apart as a little child to go and learn how to be a priest. And he anointed Samuel for that purpose. Samuel's mother prayed that God would give her a son. And she said, "If you give him to me, I will give him back to you." And that's exactly what she did. When he was old enough, she took him to the priest and she had him working there since he was a little child, learning how to be a priest. Can you imagine? Does God do that today? Yes, he does. When people come to be a pastor, they get anointed for that job. Who anoints them? God uses people to anoint them for a specific purpose, but ultimately, God will anoint them. For example, in the book of Acts, the Peter and all of the other disciples to set apart Paul and Silas for a work that God had for them. And it was a different job than what Peter and other disciples were doing. But he set them two apart to go and preach the gospel to the Gentiles. The other disciples were busy, anointed to preach the gospel to the Jewish people. But Paul and Silas was set apart to go and preach the gospel in places where people did not have any church there, didn't know about the Lord. And that's how God grafted in the Christian into the Jewish, with the Jewish, because God's plan is bigger than what we think or imagine. He knows what his plan is. We don't have to know what his plan is going to be. He tells us as he wants us to know. Friends, God always sends someone to identify the person God chose to accomplish his will. God sent the lady to anoint Jesus for his plan to save the world. He needed to be anointed, and he was anointed many times. The Holy Spirit was on his head, but he is not that he didn't know he was anointed. It was for other people to see who God chose. Have you seen God do that in recent years? I've seen it. How God anoints a person to do a specific job. And is it going to be easy? Probably not. Paul got kicked out many times and people wanted to kill him. But he did not stop to do what God told him to do. And we see many pastors being anointed for a tough job. I remember a pastor in Virginia. He was anointed to go and in front of those abortion clinics. And he would have a march there. And he actually went to jail for that. But you know what? God anointed him for that purpose, to start a movement against the abortion clinic. Why? The Bible said Jesus loved the little children. Do you know that song? I remember that song when I was little. Jesus loved the little children of the world. Why would he want children to be killed? John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life." And that's exactly what God does. He anoints the person he wants to be in whatever position he places in them, and he is anointed. Yes, somebody will come and anoint him in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, not in any other person's name. And we have a responsibility to do what it is that God called us to you. Maybe today you have been anointed for a purpose. You will come to know it. The Lord will send somebody to anoint you or to speak that word into your life. Why? Because that's what God did in the beginning. When he created the earth, he spoke it into being. And that's why we have the same method. We speak it, what thus said the Lord, for people, for whatever thing that God wants us to say, we have to say it. Even if it brings a condemnation from the world. Remember, the world does not love God. The world is an enemy of God. When I say the world, I don't mean people. I mean the spirit of the world. The spirit is going towards debauchery, apostasy. Even some of the church is going into apostasy, not even accepting Jesus or God in their lives. But there is a remnant of people who will serve the Lord, and God will use them for a specific purpose. Amen? And if you've heard this message and you know God is anointing you for some reason, a lot of people feel that they're a special person, they don't know why, and they have a special gift. Well, God has anointed that person for a specific reason. Will they come to know it? They have to open their heart and come to know Jesus. They want to open your heart today. Repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, Father God, because the Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But Lord, you said you have given us, if we confess our sins, Lord, that you will give us the gift of eternal life. Lord, it's a gift that no one can pay for. But because you already paid for that benefit, Father God. And Lord, all people need to do is come to you and ask you to forgive them, Father God, and give their heart to you. And you will turn their lives around. And Lord, we just praise you, Father God, that you are saving people today. Father God, you are a saving God. You're not a God that destroys. You're a God that builds up and encourages, Father God. And Lord, we give you glory today for those who have received you through this message. We give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Amen and amen.